coming to
Hello,
you live.
Hello, coming to you live. Oops, let's put that in a place where it's not gonna do that. Welcome to episode 2 of She Freak, season 2.
Episode 2.
This is Purity Ring. My phone. Peaceful. Two people sent us this song. I'm going to sit it down. Just bear with us here.
Oh, gotta love a bad aux cable.
One day we'll get it fixed.
So,
how's everyone doing out there? We are also live streaming on Instagram right now. I don't know how well our connection is. As always.
Bro, you have a halo.
So, yeah, I gave us halos.
Nice.
We've got that nice little halo filter on Instagram. So, yeah. We built another quarantine playlist over the weekend. Just asking you all what you're listening to, you know, what's getting you through these crazy, crazy times. Which, it's like, I guess we want to talk about what we don't want to talk about at the same time. You know what I mean? Because I think it's getting to the point where
I think it's been talked about enough.
Right. It's starting to hit, like, this is real. This is actually happening. So, Lazy Kings and Daniel _ James 6X sent us both the same song. So,
nice.
Yeah, they both sent us Purity Ring, Peaceful. So, yeah, we're having connection issues with our live stream. Go figure, fam, go figure. But,
it's funny, I heard Purity Ring probably a good 3-ish years ago.
Really?
And I took a request for one of their songs called Push and Pull, mm-hmm. I think is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents got me their actual record.
Record.
The coolest record store in the world that got
Did
tore
James
down.
Did James have it?
Yeah, James had
it
for record store day.
Oh, that was a record store exclusive.
Yeah,
record store day exclusive.
I think it's like, it's a beautiful record. It's all light pink and it's got like moths and it's the album of the girl falling on the cover.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Nice. I don't think I've ever heard Purity Ring. I mean, I know I've heard Purity Ring, but consciously, like, if this came on, I wouldn't know.
I feel
know
like maybe they were on. Were they ever on, like, Jules Holland or something?
I don't like know. Like, how did you hear about them?
Tumblr.
Tumblr.
Yeah, long time
Tumblr.
Ago. Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah.
Very experimental and, like, outer spacey.
Got those hardcore indie vibes, man.
Absolutely.
Indie. I, like, don't know what to talk about.
It's been a really sleepy Sunday.
Yeah.
Evening. I think Jesse and I, yesterday, for the first time in a really long time, we watched a, like, ghost investigation show.
Oh.
And I think it messed with me and both of us a little bit subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, hearing bullcrap noises in the night and being like, what the hell?
Right. Oh, gosh. Like, don't
I also
be wigged out
I
by
also,
ghosts.
Yeah, like, had such a bad headache last night. I took the herbs. And just
herbs
to relax and fall asleep, and I think it made me hear voices.
Dude, I know, because so. I heard voices too. I don't know what was going on last night, if it was just like sound matrixing, but holy shit. Harry Styles!
I adore you. I love that song. I'm gonna turn it up.
If you don't like Harry Styles, I think there's something wrong with you.
I don't
know. How are we coming in on Instagram? Is anybody there at all? Like, I think people are trying to come in, but I don't know if our signal is the greatest right now. Oh man, he sits right in my range. Right in my range.
He sits,
man,
right in my heart.
Harry Styles sits right in my heart. Bro. That'll be the tagline.
I'm just,
Harry Styles sits in my heart.
I'm brokenhearted because.
Have you seen that Paper Mag photo shoot?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, 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 absolutely. Yeah, 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 I love a man in tights.
In fishnets. Only fishnets.
But I'm sad because my boyfriend's show ended last night.
Oh, God.
And I don't get to see him every weekend now.
I mean, we can rewatch.
Yes, oh. Like, older stuff. But.
Right.
Show.
Show. I can't speak right, bro.
I understand.
Speak.
I understand.
Sorry, I should not sniffle my nose in the microphone.
How you guys doing?
ASMR. I'm sure there's a sniffle noise. Noises.
Oh my God,
ASMR,
that'd be terrible.
Somewhere. It's cool.
I'm gonna restart
you, dude.
This.
I love you. So proud of you.
Okay.
Harry Styles is really special because, like,
very.
Our mom really, really fell in love with his record prior to this one.
Sign of the Times.
Yes. And that's always, like, such a thing when our mom really enjoys music we listen to. Like, she stole the record.
She stole it. I don't know where it is.
She would, I think it's in her bedroom, probably.
Is it really?
But she would blast this on summer days while she's laying in the pool. And you could hear her singing like a little kid. That shit's important to me.
I want to get this one. Like, I want to get the vinyl really bad.
Of this?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I just want to, because, like, he's naked on the inside. And I said, I guess that won't be a good present for mom. Harry's naked on the inside.
Appreciate a man.
Oh, God.
In naked. Very few. Very few.
Oh,
very
God.
Few. Very few.
That's
I think
hilarious.
The last man I screamed get naked at was Shua.
Was it? Yeah,
yeah.
That was today.
Photo shoot. Get naked! Muscles.
We are not perverts.
Dude, absolutely not.
This is a song called Still Life.
Why do I know this?
Still Life by a band called Hollow Front. Our bud Nick _ Matthews with a three sent us this. And I think it's just instrumental.
Oh, tight.
Here, I can pull up the artwork.
He plays
for
drums.
You. Yeah. Oh, it's not going to show?
Got to get a visual of, like, who's sending in everything.
No connection. Looks like you're offline. I know.
Looks like you're obviously right.
But, yeah. So, I don't know what's going on with our live stream. We're really trying.
That's cool.
Oh, there we go.
Week two.
Yay.
Dude, this shit makes me feel like
I was wrong.
I'm 16
it is
again.
Not instrumental.
This sounds like guys, what are they called? A band being as an ocean? That's what this sounds like. Wow.
Ah, we got a couple of like throwback things. Our songs that made us feel like we were like stepping back into our
scene days. Hardcore days.
Teenage, early 20s days. Yeah. I don't want to say youth because we're still in our youth.
Gabby!
Oh my God, Gabby!
Gabby, love you, miss you, honey. Yes, you stay safe too. Give Luna lots of kisses for us.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
Don't cry.
Gab, I miss you. A
right?
lot.
We hope you're staying safe too.
Gab, I got my teeth.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. This is
a moment.
Our girlfriend Gabby.
She's
the realest of the realest bitches. Late nights having girl talks.
Oh my gosh, best
drinking
talks.
Wine.
Shamdago. Here we go. We got our crew jumping in
DPR,
here.
DPR, we gang gang.
Gang gang. Dude, shit, what the fuck is wrong with
Dude,
us?
Dude, they don't have DPR on the fucking Spotify.
Well, you know, we can fucking put whatever the fuck we want in our fucking playlist. Oh. There's our F word. No more F words.
F word limit of the day. Dude. No. Dude, DPR.
DPR.
They just dropped a new record. I don't even know, like a week ago?
I think it's been a couple of weeks.
Baby boys worked hard,
bro.
And girls. I'm sure, I don't know who all is on their team, but.
Hi, friends. We're recording She Freak Season 2, Episode 2, right now. That's why we're talking into microphones.
Yeah.
We're live streaming on Instagram. Episode 1 just went live on Anchor. Anchor.fm/
You anchor me.
I gave myself quarantine bangs, guys.
Bro, I'm jealous. They're so cute.
But I can also go like this to get them out of my face.
I love boobs. That's what I see.
I love B-A-O-O. That definitely doesn't say boobs.
I love
B-A-O. Being as...
Ocean? Being as an ocean?
I don't know how much of a lag
there must
is
be
in
a
here.
Crazy lag.
That's okay. Keep
they had a
us.
Song
Keep
called like Dissolve or something that someone wanted me to cover, and I was like, bro, I cannot spoken word.
Fix the connection. Ah, I can't do anything
you fix
about
it.
The connection.
You fix it. I know fix it. You fix it.
Ah. Okay.
I mean, I can go step outside with it for
we
5 seconds.
We need to buy a,
router for
router
our studio.
Out here. We're in a garage, right? With a metal roof.
We just need like...
In a box with no windows.
5 people to donate $20. So we can go get a really good one.
So we can order one on Amazon because we are
I
not leaving our house.
I have sparkly freckles.
Yes.
What's this?
This is...
Is this that like wolf...
This is like... This
Childish
is called,
Gambino?
Yeah. This song is called... Old Yeller by Childish Japes and Dave Vibes. I hope I'm saying that right.
Vivies.
Vibes. Because we vibe.
Vivian. We're vibing.
We vibing.
We are here vibing.
Who sent us this?
In the Quentin Tarantino.
Our girl, let's see it. Eloriel dot whatever. Eloriel dot whatever sent us this.
I like this.
They've sent us really great songs before. Right? This like slaps.
I quite like this.
It reminds me of something that you would listen to. Like.
Actually, this reminds me of a group I was super into. Oh god, I'm having such a hard time with band names. Oh, Jesus, help me.
What are they called?
What's happening on Instagram land? Someone tell me, is it terrible?
What are they called?
So it was a really good band. I covered one of their songs ages ago in the bathroom.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Really?
Something definition.
Lower?
Lower definition.
Yeah.
Aren't they British?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm thinking of Lower Than Atlantis.
Lower Than Atlantis. Another band that slaps. Hard as nails. Fark you. Dude,
there's some good stuff. Let me, give me a second.
Dude, yeah, this is good. I like music that takes me back. I wonder if Mr. Dave is the guy singing. Because I'm here
yeah,
for it.
I don't know.
I'm here for it. Whoever sent this. I like it.
Let me, just walk out the door real quick.
Oh. I want someone to want me to feature on music like this. Someone ask.
Someone ask?
Yeah, someone please ask. We'd sound sick over instrumentally.
No, it's pretty dope.
It reminds the guy's super voice reminds dope. Me of someone else too.
Yes, it reminds me
I hate
of
that
someone.
I like instantly go right to like well, oh, this reminds me of, but
I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. It's just
I think they're great bands, so I'm thinking like I think this band is great. You sound like this.
Right.
But someone else might be like, no.
Yeah,
sound great.
Yeah, sound great. Sometimes there's a sweet spot in our room. See, we have the cable. We've got like the 50-foot cable.
Yeah.
You want to turn that down just a tad?
Yeah.
We've got the 50-foot cable. We just need the router box to fix our connection out here so we can tie it into inside the house.
Vibes.
I still have my lyrics
taped on the wall.
Onto BTS.
From doing a cover.
Nice. Well, in our downtime, we did get sent a few questions.
All right. You know when you barely, like, have, I'm going there, a hangnail, and then it just, like, you can't stop, and then before it's too late, it's already too late.
It's too late to apologize.
Like, I need a manicure.
Oh, dude,
I've never
the weather
had one.
Has
I've
been,
never had
me
one.
Neither. The always weather has been so dry.
The weather we are having.
Name that movie. But yeah. Let's the weather's been terrible spot. Here. Like hot. Not. I don't even want to necessarily say hot, but it'll warm up and then get cold. Like
bro,
really cold.
Disgusting.
Then warm up, then get cold.
It's
this is
disgusting.
A dope song.
Here for it. I'm going to cry.
I picked this one for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, you picked this one.
Because. No. People have sent us this band, like, to Instagram
yeah.
several times.
Many
this is
times.
A Japanese rock band called One OK Rock.
Yo, dude.
And the songs that I have heard that we've put in our playlist have always been great, like, uplifting and cool. And then,
bro.
how did you find this? Or did it
I just
randomly happen?
I just cannot explain to you what his voice,
bro,
does to me.
Agreed.
I saw one of my friends, she was updating her playlist and was like, this is what I've been listening to recently.
Yeah.
She posted a live set in Japan.
Yeah.
Of this.
In a arena.
Bro, this shit, like
60,000 people.
I have to learn Japanese so I can cover this.
Bro, it's so good. This song is called We Are.
Like, I'm gonna just turn it up.
We should, like, link the video somewhere and find
yes.
it.
Yes.
Because Nikki played it for me and I just kind of sat there, like.
Dude, like.
Oh my
okay.
god. Chorus. So good.
Bro.
So
that's
good.
That's such a sick ass line.
So good. Please take us on tour with
Please.
You. Oh my
God.
God
in
I
heaven.
Would weep every night.
I would be like, I don't
weep
I'd,
every night.
I try not to use this word because people get confused by it or think it's too like Christian-y or spiritual, but I tell you what, certain people just are anointed
right. they
when
just
they
carry
sing,
something.
And this homie, I want to say his name's Taka?
I don't know.
If I'm wrong
honestly.
And ignorant, then I'm wrong and ignorant, but the homie is, the whole band, like,
I have questions to answer.
This, like, broke me in such a humble way. I was like on my knees crying while I watched this.
Mr. Billary _ Clinton just asked.
Billary?
Oh, did that just go away?
Oh, no.
Craps. I don't know how this question thing works. No, it won't come back.
Uh-oh.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, no.
It's okay. I have them screenshot on my...
Dude, oh, and he sings this whole bridge the octave.
Really?
Yeah, that was all low. He sang the whole thing the high octave and nailed it to... Jesus have mercy.
Synthesizer or harp? Sicord.
What the fuck's that?
Microphones? Right? Microphones?
What's a harpsichord?
We've got... They're both... They're all... It's a synth.
I do believe.
This is just one of your...
It's a MXLR 990.
MXL. Yeah, R90. No, no R, just 990.
I just put the R in there because...
MXLR.
I'm...
Does that mean we answered it, or do we have to, like, click it?
X. Put, click the X.
Okay.
And go to the next one? Or what, can you swipe it?
I don't know. I feel old.
Synthesizers are cool, though.
Bro. I can't get it to work.
Paused for ignorance. Is bliss.
Because it's so mean to us.
I love Sam Carter. He's been going live.
Sam. It's a blessing. Sam went live. This song is called Up From Here by Dusty Grant.
Dusty.
I don't know if this is country or
not. Is it country? Because I struggle a lot with country music. I have a bad relationship with it. Have my whole life. Is that in a different language?
Yes, that is in a different language. I don't know.
Okay.
This, we were talking about, bands that we would tour with. We got asked, who would you tour with if you could, besides your favorite K-pop bands or the 1975 team Noah so well? One OK Rock. Right there, who we just played.
Absolutely.
Architects.
We're not heavy enough.
We are not heavy enough.
But we could keep it fresh.
We could keep it real.
We might get some beer thrown on us.
Spirit box,
absolutely.
Even though we're probably not heavy enough for them too, but I think we could... I think that would be a sick...
Absolutely, dude.
Diverse lineup.
Absolutely.
Gary
Clark Jr.
Oh my god.
Harry Styles. John Mayer. I'm so sorry. I'm that person that does not like country vibey music.
I think Christian has taken pictures of this person. DM Projector sent us this.
But I will respect it for you.
I will respect
DM
it for
projector.
You.
Whoops.
Jeez. We talked a lot about their newer music, Amorosa. I think we would be perfect
dude,
fit
yes.
to open for Amorosa.
That'd be a fun time.
Yeah.
NCT 127.
K-pop. Do K-pop. Oh, Day 6.
Oh yeah, Day 6 and
The Rose.
The Rose.
And IZ.
IZ. Oh. Shut up, Johnny.
So many. You can turn it down at teensies.
No, I want
to. I don't
to
know
be
what it is though. I've heard of harpsichord. So yeah, so many bands. So many bands.
That's
I'm just gonna grab this so I can properly.
This song is by NCT 127. It's called Boom. Don't get it confused with the Dream Babies, because they have a song called Boom Boom.
It's just called Boom, though.
I don't know. But my best friend's in this group. His name's Mark
Lee.
Can't
get it to go away again.
And I'm really proud of him every time I see him perform. Because I'm
so irritated.
It won't go away.
No, it won't go away.
Try swiping it.
I did.
Other way.
I don't know iPhones. Boom. I do have the rest screenshot though, but I can't get it to go away. Please forgive my ignorance. No, this whole record is just response couldn't be removed. Try again. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, it's just going to stay there, I guess.
Or just go.
I can't. I just pressed the button. I can't get it to go away.
Oh, that's our screen.
Yeah, I do have the rest.
Oh, that's our screen again. I'm so sorry, Beyond.
We had vegan BLTs and roasted Chinese five spice sweet potatoes for dinner.
Ooh.
It was awesome. I keep burping it.
Dude, Tati popped off on the questions for us.
Yeah.
What the hell? Come back, Instacrap.
Let's see. We got, why are y'all so iconic? Why are y'all so iconic?
I don't even know what iconic means.
I don't know.
Boom.
I don't know how to answer that.
I don't think or feel iconic.
Don't feel iconic.
Because, like, Maddie Healy's iconic, and I am
right.
Not.
BTS is iconic. NCT127's iconic.
We're just underground nobodies.
Are we underground iconic?
Oh. Anytime people are like, underground band, I'm like, so we play in the subway.
No one knows about us.
That's funny. It's
so nobody
time.
Cares. No, I don't mean that. I know you all are very
It's just
kind.
A rough time sometimes.
You know, you go through it, fam. You go through it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. Why are we so iconic? Maybe,
what
maybe you guys
iconic
should
mean?
Answer that.
Like,
are my bangs iconic?
The Google translation. Is my crooked face
my
iconic?
My quarantine bangs are iconic.
Because I'm not fucking Lucas, and I don't have a 1.1.1 perfect ratio face.
That is just not right.
If you put me next to him, people would be like, wow, who punched her in the face?
Oh, they would not.
And I'd be like, I love his ears.
Yes.
And his face. His whole face. Lucas,
so
I love
don't
you,
know.
Lou.
You tell us why we are iconic. Do you have any other siblings?
I have a twin brother in heaven, probably.
Didn't we get asked this last time? It's just me and Nikki.
Yeah.
Just the two.
This
two
sounds
birds.
Like
this sounds like something James Lee Jones would have playing at Trustfall. This is called Superbug.
Superbug.
Get this. By King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Wow.
Like, that is the best band name I've ever heard.
Who wants the gizzard?
Who wants the gizzard?
Totally.
Who sent us this? Our buddy Super _ Nuclear, who does really awesome light shows, sent us this. Yeah, I heard the riffage for this in the preview, and I was just like, oh, that is some tasty, guitar chugging right there.
Guitar.
So, no, but just me and Nikki. And what's funny is, our dad comes from a family of 9, and our mom comes from a family of 7. So they both had really big families, but we're just 2.
Hanatu.
Let's see. These are some good questions. What has been the biggest shift in Hail Your Highness for each of you?
The fuck, T? I don't know how to answer questions.
Well, I can give you one, like, that comes
you
to the
can,
top of my
you
head.
Can go for it.
The biggest shift for us happened probably, like, officially in 2016. We recorded Dead Speech in June of 2016, and we were hooked up with Threshold. And that kind of changed everything. I lost my train of thought.
You just actually I heard your brain quiet.
My brain stopped.
That's how far behind we are.
But yeah, we're so iconic. I think that's hilarious, because no.
Anyways, deciding to be a two-piece band really was a massive shift. I fought against it. Yeah. Nikki embraced it.
I was like, fuck y'all, bitches. Bye.
And recording with Bone was a massive shift for us.
Yep.
So becoming a two-piece band and recording with Bone to actually capture our sound the way it always should have been. It took us years to find someone who could do that, who could just work with us.
The biggest shift, biggest shift. I don't know. I think every time we have to make a decision, it's the biggest shift because...
Right, like, we're making some big shifts right now with this craziness going on.
Yeah, it feels impossible to have any kind of life for everybody.
Right.
Because we're all being told absolutely not.
Right.
But I think the shift is daily.
Ooh, I just hit myself in the tooth.
Awesome.
Sorry if you heard that. Anyways, the shift is daily, but a big one. Can you think of a big one? I can think of another one.
I try... Oh, well, I mean... Was that a big shift?
That was a massive shift,
no,
bro.
What
Kerrang!
Yes, okay. Kerrang, like, being in partnership with us for the release of a song...
Yeah.
...was like, this isn't real.
A dream.
But it was
true.
Also like, it should be like this.
Right.
After so long, it was like, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
We deserve this. We worked hard for it. And
right.
We're getting the support that we've been asking for. So,
Kerrang. That's a long one.
Can't wait for the next one.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, were you going to say something else?
I don't know.
Were you thinking?
Probably.
I was just trying to give you some helps.
I'm all right.
Yeah, I know.
I can speak. Pretty fluent English.
This is I'm All Smiles by Bill Evans.
I'm all smiles. Is this just like piano beauty?
Corten Burjordan sent us this. I hope I'm saying that right. Corten Burjordan.
I'm all smiles.
I don't know if they're singing to this or if it's legit just piano. It's like jazz, and I love it. I'm trying not to swear because I said a lot of F words earlier.
I can ad lib. I literally...
So this is so pretty. I love music like this.
If I could choose anything other than like playing drums... I would love to be a jazz singer, like every night, dressing up, having a band, play crazy jazz, like saxophone, brass, everything, upright bass, piano.
Wow. This is
Nat
just
King
nice.
Cole on the guitar. Just all the goods, because he's coming alive for me.
He's coming alive for you.
Yeah.
Biggest goal for yourselves as musicians.
Meet everybody.
Oh my god.
That I dream of.
We set kind of like monthly goals, we set yearly goals, and then we set like the real big ones that tend to feel too big, but we kind of do that on purpose. Because if you're constantly speaking that out into existence, you're manifestating it.
Like, manifestating it?
Manifestating it.
Eating your manifestation.
Manifestating.
Eat.
That's a word.
The manifestation. And then it will sprout in your belly and grow alive. So eat your manifestations.
The biggest, though? Like, big. We're talking huge. Like,
I don't know.
Playing
Seoul, Korea. The biggest arena in Seoul.
I think the biggest one right now is to work with BTS in one way or another.
We want to work with
BTS.
BTS.
We have for a very long long time.
Like, a lot of other people that you would not think to work with them have worked with them. So it gives us...
It is not out of the question.
It's absolutely not out of the question.
Especially with the music we're making these days.
Watch out, because I heard through the grapevine that, like, some people edited a video of BTS with our new song behind it. And shit's gonna go down. Yeah, bro, you gotta wait for that, young.
Oh my god.
It's gonna pop off.
I'm about to pop off. Too busy, you know my body hurting up.
This song, drop. I'm gonna go inside and watch La La Land. See you later.
Ugh, this is so good. Thank you it's for sending stunning. Us this.
I love it.
Woo. Like, this is... I have... Sweet up.
Sweet up. Salt peanut. Salt peanut.
Sweet up.
Bad baby.
Bad baby. Oh, no. No, bad reference.
Ooh, I'm slutty. Ooh, I'm slutty.
Oh, God. Another bad reference.
I'm a duck-billed platypus. When?
Oh, God. Please tell me someone got those movie references. Dear Lord, or else we just look like idiots. So yeah, biggest goal, BTS,
NCT. Korean music is better.
It really is.
Asian music is better. American music is not that mainstream. Isn't doing it.
Well, you realize how often Western music copies
it's
Eastern
not making
music.
A difference. Like, there's no message.
Well,
it's,
I think they're finally having to catch on, though.
Oh, well, for sure.
Like, oh wait,
but I don't know.
What's the tea?
It's right here. It's in a fox cup and it's just green with a little bit of honey.
Oh god, Nikki literally has tea.
Cheers.
Ching. ASMR. Tea drinking.
Here you go. Here's the simulator.
What's the tea? The tea right now is we're having...
This shit's ridiculous.
We're having to make some very difficult decisions on how we're gonna move forward
with our lives
with this new song release for Soft Boy, and specifically like what we're even gonna be able to do for shows.
Maybe we should just ask, what does anyone, how do people want to
let me just drop who this is. Oh, this Young K shared this.
Okay.
Song is called You Make It Easy by Red Hearse.
It's the only reason why I'll like it.
You can turn it down just a tad bit. But, yeah. I mean, technically, right now, this could very well change when you hear this. But, we have a show slated for April 17th for the release of Soft Boy at one of our home area venues, but like, just the way that things are kind of, I don't know, heading in, and if we're taking note of what's going on in other countries,
wrong.
Well, I don't know, there's a lot, we're trying to come up with an alternative, but it's just really difficult because we have shows in May as well that we don't know. Like, three of our probably biggest and most important shows to date that we don't know if we're going to even be able to play them. And if people are even going to feel comfortable gathering again, or if that's even going to be suggested, you know, because this, I guess, quarantine could lift in a couple more weeks, or it could get really bad. And it could extend longer. You know, it's affecting us, and it's hitting us hard. It's hitting a lot of people very hard. Just with business and with, you know, contracting the virus. You may not be full-blown suffering from it, but you could be a carrier for it, and that's the scary thing. And that's why we're staying home. And the last thing that we want to do is put ourselves and other people in danger just because we want to have a show for, you know, a song, essentially, when we can do something else here. We're going to strengthen our Wi-Fi, I swear. But that's the tea right now, is a lot of tough decisions are having to be made, excuse me, on everyone's end. You know, like, how to move forward. How do we... I keep hiccuping. How do we move forward and, like, continue to stay connected and engaged without gathering in person? Like, what's the best way to go about that?
Right, or without... Because, like, all musicians are like, we're going live, we're doing this.
Right.
Support us here, like, all at one time. So there's a lot of, like, overwhelming information that's getting buried, and a lot's not being seen. And then it's just, like, only negative things are overriding, like,
the
small positive things.
Right.
But, you know.
That's the tea right now. A lot of tough...
The tea is I turned off all my notifications for my own mental state.
Yeah.
And, you know, my manager, our manager, and Jesse are the only two other people informing me if something... And when you have a father in the military, that's a whole nother level of information that's hard to swallow.
Right.
But, yeah, just a lot of social distancing from the problem.
From the thing that's supposed to connect us, our phones, you know. And it's hard, but sometimes you just have to do that. That's a healthy thing to do right now. People are saying limit what you're seeing, and you can take control over that on all your platforms. You can mute things, you can mute words, you can mute people who are just being a little bit too much right now.
Unfollow people, like straight up unfollow people.
It's like there's a lot we can do for ourselves to stay...
To become...
Sane.
Yeah, I think... Not that I think, but, like, being mentally healthy is almost more important.
Right. Just so y'all know real quick, this is Rosalia.
Bro.
And the song... I did take 2 years of Spanish. Please forgive me. Please forgive me.
Around.
It's coming back around. Pienso en tu mira.
There she goes. She's saying it.
Cap 3 celos.
This girl,
she performed at the Grammys.
She is a full-blown stunner. She's crazy talented.
Yeah.
Someone
was dope. Live.
Someone sent me one of her songs. Sent me one of her videos. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it's called. All I know is she's like in all white, and she's in like some kind of dark, weird, not desert, but like building area, and she's dancing.
Going.
And I was like, holy shit! Like every bar. The lines, the her cadence, like, I was, like, I am super here for this. I love singing in different languages, so.
Oh, yeah. That's been, like, a big, international music has made such an influence, an impact on our music.
Yeah, dude. Hugely.
And I think that's massive right now. Like, if you aren't listening to international tunage, what are you doing?
Missing out.
Missing out, fam. Who sent us that? I think T sent us that.
Did she really?
Yeah. Where is it? Yeah, these next two. Three, actually.
Cute.
Aga emo. Ouch. T sent us.
Aga emo.
We've only got a couple Aggio. Left here.
Right. I see Aggio
Aggio.
Emo. Yes.
What could you say? Yeah, dude, that was so much for me to handle.
He's like, Mark, no like. Good time.
I'm like, what are you doing?
There's this whole thing in
culture. It's just
Asian
an entire culture.
Culture.
Well, Korean.
Korean culture. I mean, I'm sure it's a Japanese something else. Thing, though, too.
Right, I'm sure it's called something else.
Maybe it comes from anime, so, you know, if you're an anime turd like me, says the kid wearing fucking Narachi noodle sweater. Yeah, it's just being, like, disgustingly cute.
Yeah.
To the point where you're, like, cringing. Right? Such as Haechan.
Oh my gosh.
I won't do it.
Okay. No, it's whatever, bro.
This is Chennai Aiko triggered parentheses freestyle.
The worst.
The worst?
I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need you. But I want you.
That was my shit.
Oh.
Long time ago.
Oh.
That was. Oh. She had an EP.
Okay.
A couple handful of years back.
So yeah, anyways, if anyone has any suggestions, like, I don't know how many people are gonna listen to this, like, we've been trying to shoot a video for Softboy since December. Since November, actually. And it's just been a real uphill battle with these past couple of releases. Like, the songs are amazing, and we feel like we're falling short in releasing them, I guess. Because it's like the, you can't just put out a song anymore these days. You have to have something else to hype it, whether it's a video or a tour or some sort of visual content. Like, content.
Although,
content.
Here's a thought.
What's a thought?
Here's some Hailey Highness real life dialogue.
Right now?
I know they're kind of lame, but like, solid.
Yeah.
I know this song.
Yeah.
They're not like a lyric video, but like.
Right, that was one of the recommended things. Like,
if it was just us, like, you know, really simple.
Well, I've had the idea, you know how we do our color coded lyric videos? Like, doing that in a live setting. Like, how do you
Can we get some acoustic versions of y'all's songs? Acoustic versions of our songs have always been really difficult.
They are hard. Some quarantine and chill jams. See, we talked about doing that, like...
How about some... Well, I don't have, like, stems of vocal, but I want to do more remixes.
What he said. You guys would be down for acoustic stuff? We always feel like that doesn't fully represent our music.
That's alright.
But... Oh, this
is
funny.
Oh my god,
this is MIA. Bad girls.
Do it well. Die young.
But, Nikki's better at playing acoustic guitar than I am. No, you're just more accustomed to it. Like, I genuinely
How about this
struggle.
For a change? I'll play the guitar and sing and you just sing.
Whoa, that would be weird. I mean, I can play
clean. We'll just do, like, cute little...
pretty stuff.
Sure.
On the electric. Let's with delay. Lots of delay. Lots of compression.
I could make a nice dreamy track.
Make it real pretty.
A nice little dreamy.
Well, we thought about, we just talked about this today, playing our track that we would essentially play to live for Softboy, but making it like, I don't want to say acoustic, but just breaking it down so we still have all those nice, fun sounds, but it's clean guitar, me, clean delay guitar. And you can do something if you want to as well. If you want to just sing.
I wouldn't know what to do.
I don't know either.
I can't play drums quiet.
Right,
can't really
just because.
I don't have, like, muting pet. I could put towels over everything.
In our little room. I don't know how well it would sound.
I could just build...
Live stream it in here.
I could build drums, like a nice little...
Right.
Yeah.
You we could have volume control.
On
your phone and you could just be like...
DJ. I'm building this right now.
I mean, that's what you do, mate.
I know,
That's what you do, bruv.
I know, bruv.
So you could do it. So that is always an option. We don't want to not... do anything the day of, and like we're stuck at home with our Nikon What kind of Nikon is that?
It's a 5000.
A 5000.
D5000.
Which is a decent camera.
It's alright.
It's old, but
knock out some EPs, bro. It ain't.
We're working on it.
You know.
We got the content.
I mean, we do have content coming. Like, just simple stuff.
But, like, the big ideas that we've been trying to do for ages just have not been lining up.
We've had a lot of blows to our foundation of, like...
Well, no. Our foundation has been good. Everything that's been built up keeps getting ticked off.
All right.
So we're just like, oh. Right.
These motherfucking orcs are flinging their GD rock bullshit.
Yeah, at Helm's Deep.
Yeah, quit fucking up Helm's
Deep. Quit throwing rocks at us.
You know what? You're all really ugly, and you're all zombies, and you're all really ugly, except Urukai, strong, because motherfucker.
Mickey wants to be an Urukai.
Why aren't there any female orcs?
There's got to be something about this.
Because I'm pretty sure
for
Halloween this year, I'm going to be a girl Urukai.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the leader of all you fuckers. Because our leader died.
It died.
And became skewered.
Ooh. By the head.
And I just think that'd be badass.
No, it absolutely
I'm not
would.
That muscly, though, so like I don't know. I'll try and bulk up.
So yeah, our timeline was already crunched for something for a release, and it's blown out of the water even more now, so we're just every day trying to figure out what to do. I mean, we definitely want to do some playthroughs for you for Softboy. We definitely want to do a practice video for you for Softboy.
Bro, this is Wolves at the Gate already.
We're at the end of our playlist.
The Cure. I just want to hear the breakdown.
Dude, the break. We'll turn it up on the breakdown.
Breakdown's fucking fire.
Comes up. So, yeah. I mean, this is affecting everyone. It's affecting everybody.
The thing that sucks is, like, we would have a lot more content if I had a better camera that had a mic.
True. Nikki's camera takes shit audio, which we could record externally on our phones.
True. Or internet kept.
If we're out here.
International music, woke for years. I mean, absolutely, man.
Woke. Stay woke.
I'm awoken.
Stay woke on international music.
I had fights with ghosts last night.
It's just like everything that should be a lot easier, we have to do 10 more steps just to make it a reality. Because of, like, I guess our limitations. I don't think people realize how limited we really are.
Our, our computers are up to date, but they don't like to run Pro Tools, and I don't
Pro Tools.
Premiere,
Pro Tools, Photoshop.
I don't even have a freaking, this is just like...
Who's got the lockdown on a good free movie editor?
PowerPoint.
Because Nikki needs it.
Like, I don't even know what the shit's... It's just called video editor, and it's like the most basic shit I've ever seen in my life, which is great for like really easy vloggy stuff.
Right.
But not for like when you need to be putting things in reverse and slow motion.
Right. It's like when we were going to be playing shows to make money to upgrade some stuff.
Yeah.
And now those shows are hanging in the balance.
Yeah.
You know, it's when difficult. Everybody's taking a hit right now.
You know, we had some gear stolen at our last show that we have to replace.
Yep.
And, like, I need new
in-ears.
New sticks, new heads. You know,
so much stuff.
There's just a dumb list of, like,
things that need to be replaced. We need a new aux cable.
We need a new interface.
We need a router.
I need
Should
my boyfriend
continue?
Here.
No. We're not complaining. Dear God.
Is it happening?
Is this
man, I'm missing it. I missed it.
Oh, no.
How do I slide it? I shit you not. He's like, kick it to the ground and make it bleed. I'm pretty sure. It's fire.
And we wound it for you, mate.
All right. I just want to hear this shit, because it slaps.
We saw these guys. Yeah, we saw them once. They gave us shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've...
Oh yeah, dude, that's fire.
That is pretty fire.
I'm in the pit killing everyone with my ninja moves.
There's your line.
I love it. The cadence. It's so nice. The kid's so, got great tone.
As we... He has great tone. Yeah. As we near the end of our podcast in our live stream...
55 minutes later.
We don't want to leave you hopeless like we're complaining.
No, it's okay. Sometimes. It's all right in portions. Small portions.
Right. We're taking it day by day, just like everyone else. And trying to figure out what's going to be the
what
smart
you
move.
Should do.
What's going to be the best move.
Is order yourself some vitamins.
Oh, yes.
Because, I don't know, man, like, just being a grown-up and getting shit in a package these days in the mail is really exciting, even though it's pills. But,
pills
yeah,
are
like,
good.
Just invest in yourself. Like, $20, get yourself something.
Mm.
It's all right.
Or just take some time and watch your favorite movie.
Yeah.
Listen to a good record.
Eat some junk food.
But then
just one time.
Eat some vegetables as well.
And then make like some roasted sweet potatoes.
Some fancy ramen.
Some noodles. Huh? Some vegetables.
Dude. That's the end.
Some veggie bugs.
Of the playlist, which is streaming on Spotify now. You can go listen to it.
Vegan bacon.
On the Hail Your Highness Spotify.
Spinach and kale.
Playlists. I think he's a...
Look up recipes.
A great chef.
I am a chef, absolutely. I
cook some pretty good
if
food.
If I wasn't
though,
a musician. Yeah, bro. Yeah. If I wasn't a musician, I'd definitely be a chef.
Mm.
I will be a chef and have food trucks and or restaurants come, you know, when we're making bank.
Making bank.
I want to feed homeless people.
Like Jaden Smith.
Absolutely. I want to take care of people.
Yeah, dude, no, that's fucking tight. But, as
shouts out to Jaden and Just Water.
And what's this food truck called?
I love you.
Is that what it's called?
I'm pretty sure.
That's awesome. So, yeah, I guess we're going to try and sign off here. How did we do another hour-long
I
podcast?
Don't know, dude. I
Lord,
thought I had
have
no
mercy.
Energy. I have no energy, and it still went this long.
Suck. The lives out of all the children of Salem before sunrise.
Oh.
Otherwise, it's curtains. We cease to exist.
You fucking buck-toothed fire flying.
From hell. I love when Billy is always like, you buck-toothed. Dude, that's a great movie. Watch Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, watch like holiday movies. It doesn't have to be a holiday to watch
right?
holiday movies.
People are leaving and or putting up their Christmas lights. In Michigan, it was on the news the other day, because we need a little Christmas.
That's dumb. No, just put your lights up if you want to feel soft and
put
gentle.
Put some fairy lights up. Put a candle on.
Watch some Disney movies.
We watched the Mighty Ducks all weekend. We watched Mighty Ducks
Hell
yesterday.
Yes.
And we watched D2 today, and we're probably going to continue the saga.
I need a Ducks jersey, bro.
So bad. So Charlie bad.
Charlie Conway.
Oh my god.
An absolute babe.
Childhood boy of your dreams.
Yo, I want to watch the bones.
Skulls.
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 Bones. And skulls and bones.
Oh god.
Order some Easter candy.
Because you probably shouldn't go shopping for it.
Yeah, get the vegan kind. It's really good.
It's lovely.
Alright.
So, guys, I think we're going to keep going live on Sundays. But the podcasts from the week prior will be posted on Sundays as well. So today, episode 1 is up on Anchor, and it should be everywhere else soon.
Nice.
Apple, Google. I think we have to put it on Spotify ourselves. We'd have to talk to Justin about doing that.
I think
if it should be up there. I don't know.
I think I want to make another ad. And, so like, do it all in an English accent.
Making another ad all in an English accent. So we've got 30 seconds here until...
If you're listening to this podcast right now...
Shut
you
up.
You are alive, bitch.
It's earned us $1.25. So
yeah, dude. You know what you can
listening.
Get with that? Not even a pack of my fave gum.
That sucks.
Actually, no. 99 cents at Walgreens, but McCord.
Mm, nice. So yeah, keep streaming music. Keep streaming the podcast.
Keep loving yourself.
Keep loving yourself.
And me.
Yeah, we're dropping our lyric sheet on Wednesday for Soft Boy Orbit Part 1 and 2. So that'll be up by the time you hear this. Go like it. We've got a new YouTube series that we're starting. That's going to be really fun, called A History of HYH.
Oh, you know what else I'm going to add?
It's
going to
be fun.
Real quick in what?
You going to close this out?
Who we want to work with?
Who do we want to work with?
Just like quick shouts out to Chenyul.
Oh my god.
From EXO.
Yes.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be in contact.
I'm going to send an email.
He's going to produce us.
I'm going to send an email, yeah.
And we're going to have a group hug.
Oh my god, and we're going to go to Korea and record some music.
And get all the vegan kimchi. Oh, with Josh
so
and Ole.
Oh my god, Korean Englishman. This is not music related, but take us to Korea when the world comes back in order.
Yes.
And we will have so much fun.
Yep, I'll just take a lot of medicine.
We want to do that. That's someone we want to tour with.
Yeah, we're gonna tour with Josh and Ollie. And Juno, I want to meet Juno.
Oh my god.
I want to feed her vegan snacks.
All right, everyone. Let's get off here.
All two of us.
And I'm talking to whoever may be listening.
Are you listening
right
now? Guess what? Answer me back.
Oh god.
Not you. Are you listening right now?
Yes.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I freaking love you.
Wow. Okay. So, all right, we're going to hop off here.
All right, bye.
Send us music on Saturdays.
Drink some tea.
Go live with us on Sundays. Who knows, we may go live anywhere in between.
I'll go live tomorrow.
Because of this craziness.
While I eat breakfast.
Quarantine. So, thank you guys so much. Have a good week. Be safe. Stay inside, please. Watch some movies. But go outside to walk. Just stay away from people.
Yeah, stay away from people.
Stay away from people.
Alright.
But connect with us here, virtually. Connect virtually, stay away
connect
from people physically.
With us.
For real, though. We love you all. Stay safe.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Annyeong.
Annyeong. Bye.